This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keeping America free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, you betcha. How about the bulk mail center drivers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices and beyond, getting it out there so it can be delivered today to you? Now, also, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel out there. Appreciate you guys out there doing what you're doing. Very dangerous work, and somebody has to do it, and you're doing it. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Truth Social, all with the same handle, at Captain's America, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, we're going to start out. I'm going to say the pledge this hour, and here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Couldn't say it any plainer if I stood up and said it four times in a row. Now, congratulations to Ms. Britt, little old Alabama firebrand, Mama San. She put it to Mo Brooks, the congressman over there in Alabama, and she beat him by 103,000 votes going away. He was not in it. He got soundly defeated by her. You got to remember, she was endorsed by Donald Trump, who had originally endorsed Mo Brooks, and Mo just didn't have it at the end of the day. So there you go. And by the way, Henry Cuellar, the embattled Democratic congressman in Texas, won his runoff election and was certified 200-some-odd votes. Very close, but he got it. He beat the Cisneros woman, which is a good thing because she was another AOC, the Mexican version of an AOC in Texas. And certainly you didn't need to have that. Now, it's hard to think of a starker admission of corporate failure than what just happened to Kellogg. The Kellogg company announced yesterday that it was breaking itself up into three companies, a cereal business, a plant-based food business, and a snack business. Now, the company's shares basically sat out the great bull market that ended recently. Shares peaked at $82 back in April of 2016, just short of that, and just never came close again. Shares mostly traded below $70 for the next 6 years, sometimes much lower. And at their trough in 2019, you could pick them up for $54 a piece. Now, the company now says that its basic structure is unworkable. The growing snack business is somehow being weighed down by the stable, mature, and boring cereal business. There's also the plant-based food business that does not seem to fit into either snacks or cereals. Now, certainly the structure has been unable to produce returns for the shareholders, and now management hopes that the parts might be worth more than the sum since they've split it up into three different pieces. We'll see. Now, Kellogg's went out and played politics. That was a mistake. And he did real damage to their brands. Cereals like Special K, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Rice Krispies, Frosted Mini Wheats. They decided to take sides in American politics by boycotting Breitbart. And the company had long been suspected of basically being controlled by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the far-left social justice operation that is the largest shareholder, declaring that Breitbart, and by extension the entirety of center-right politics in America, did not conform to its values, sealed this impression. Now, suddenly, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, and Tony the Tiger were the self-declared opponents, Americans who preferred, they say, Donald Trump over Hillary as their president. Now, every time an American family picks up a box of Kellogg's cereal at a grocery store, it's contributing to the wealthy radical left-wing foundation that agitates for open borders, supports George Soros' Open Society Institute, and pushes the host of left-wing causes, too. Now that the company is on its deathbed, its business model, declared by the managers as untenable, perhaps the emergent smaller descendants will be a bit less eager to act as aggressors in the culture wars. What do you think? I think that'd be a great idea. Almost took them out of the picture once. You don't want to do it again. All right, folks, we're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And I shall return.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch, always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Regime figurehead Joe Biden and California Governor Gavin Newsom have set the stage for something I never thought could occur during my lifetime. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Not the violent KKK, the Great Depression, not the great Dust Bowl droughts of the 1930s, not the 60s riots, not the Great Recession of the late 1970s, not even the leftist government and Dragon Media approved riots over the death of St. George in 2020 convinced legions of sovereign U.S. born citizens to head him up and move him out of the United States. But rickety Joe Biden and Nasty Pelosi's nephew Governor Gavin Newsom have enacted policies so bad, even America hater Ali Obama is amazed. For the first time in U.S. history, many Americans, especially in California, are immigrating to cartel-dominated Mexico to seek a better life. The willingness to beg Saudi Arabia for oil while prohibiting our republic from sustaining energy independence? We had not long ago. Borders on retardation and is downright evil. Both Biden and Newsom have done everything they could to destroy economic opportunity while helping to prevent children from being raised up in the way that they should go. Wake up, America. Your republic is dying. I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Alrighty, that's our pal Ron Edwards. And by the way, you hear him on Saturday mornings live, hour number two of the program. And you hear his Edwards Notebook 3 days a week. And by the way, you will be hearing him soon
on Wednesday mornings. We're going to be starting that up again. He's in a position where he can do that again because his health has gotten better. Now, that being said, I'm going to try something here. Let me see. Let's go with this. Oh, boy. Now, I like iced coffee. And I drink iced coffee at night rather than a hot coffee. And the coffee that I want in my cup is Constitutional Grounds. I've been drinking it now for probably about 2 years. And I have some cups, some K-cups in my drawer back here in my studio. And I'll break them out at night. I'll usually have a couple of cups because I'm drinking it in one of these big Tervis tumbler cups. By the way, it's all decorated up with an American flag, so it looks pretty sharp. Now, I try it, and it's not acidic. It doesn't have any of that stuff in it, so you can drink as many cups as you want. At least I have before. I've had three, maybe four sometimes, but two certainly every night. And it doesn't bother my stomach, and everything is fine. So all you got to do is truck on over to drondivers.com, the website, drondivers.com, the website. You'll see the display there for Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And make sure that you sign up for it over there and get it delivered to you. Because, as we say, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you're going to want in your cup. And, boy, that's good. Good, 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 good. All right. Back to the drawing board. We have a situation here where fuel has been bouncing around. It's gone up, it's gone down, it's gone up, it's gone down. And last night, it dropped 7 cents a gallon. And now, let me refresh this just to make sure I'm right. And now, it is back up to, okay, it's back up a nickel a gallon. So, and by the way, wholesale price for gasoline right now at the refinery, without adding in the price of the delivery and the price of the tax that they need to add to it, is $3.70 a gallon, $3.70 a gallon. Pretty good. It's not down where it needs to be, but it's not bad. I mean, that's down below $4 plus, approaching $5 a gallon, all within the last few weeks. And I've been watching this. I've been watching the price of this gasoline bounce around here. And in reading the journals as to what's going on, it looks like they've run out of room to store it in the United States. So what they're doing is, in order to make room, they have to sell it. In order to sell it, they have to lower the price, because otherwise, why would you want to buy gasoline at the same exact price as everybody else? So they've lowered their price, and they're trying to get it out there very quietly without saying anything. You won't find this out unless you go look at the websites that have the prices on them. Now, I'm on oilprice.com. That's one website. I'm going to go over to the other one, which is oil-price.net. I'm going to see what I got over there. Okay, I'm headed over there now. I'm going to switch it. All right. According to this, the wholesale price of gasoline is still $3.79 a gallon. That has not budged on that website in 2 weeks. It has not budged. It sat right there. Now, according to this, the price of diesel happens to be $4.36 a gallon, which is 36 plus 21, 57 cents a gallon more expensive than the gasoline. Not to be unexpected. And when you look, I'm going to go back over to this other website. We'll look and see what I got here. All right, very similar as far as the price of diesel, very similar. All right, but gasoline, depending on where you look, you're going to find different prices, but it's lower than what it appears to be. And they're not giving anybody any breaks here yet. But unless you look it up and unless you look at what you're looking for, you are not going to know this. And that's exactly what I just did. Now, going back over here to where I started out, but I thought I would point that out to you because a lot of people don't know this. But you do now. Well, what's in and what's out, the Senate's bill of gun safety reforms, a lot of things that people wanted in are not there. A lot of things that people didn't want in there are there. And they've tried to revise some of the older stuff from a year or two ago, get it in there, which they did. And we'll see what happens. And this is the bill that they're putting together that's going to go to the entire committee first, that's putting it out there in the Senate. And then it will go out to be voted on in the Senate. Will it pass? I don't know. Can it pass? I kind of doubt it because it's got a bunch of stuff in there that most people don't care for. And John Q. Public, you better pay attention to this bill or you're going to get some rights snatched right out from underneath you, especially when it comes to ammunition. Big surprise there coming along. Now, I met some people last night from the Catholic Vote, they call themselves, and I'm working on getting them to come on the show. Of course, obviously, they didn't want to get up early in the morning. I says, listen, if you want to reach this audience, you need to get out of bed. You need to call this audience and talk to them, because if you don't, you're no different than the Democrats are, and they know when people are faking it. And then you need to have somebody call in here, so if someone wants to call up and ask a question, they can. But this coalition that they formed, called Catholic Vote, is really interesting, and I'm looking forward to getting them on and talking to them and have you hear them with what they have to offer. Okay. Get ready, because right around the corner, we got that there guy called Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And I bet you can't guess what we're going to talk about. All right. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For the first time in nearly 30 years, gun control for law-abiding citizens could take place in a Senate vote by the end of the week. A bipartisan group of lawmakers reached an agreement on gun control legislation. The 80-page bill includes measures to tighten background checks on younger people and temporary removal of weapons from those the government considers a danger to others or themselves. The city of Brooklyn Center has agreed to pay $3.25 million in a settlement to the family of 20-year-old Dante Wright, fatally shot by a police officer during a traffic stop and ensuing fight for several minutes. A powerful earthquake that struck Afghanistan Wednesday killed at least 280 people and wounded more than 600 others. The magnitude 5.9 quake struck some 27 miles from the city of Khost in eastern Afghanistan near the Pakistan border. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, before I get to Patrick Hyland, I want to tell everybody this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Now, for those of you, and some of you might be athletes that are out there just aching and aching and aching, last night I was aching a little bit, so I took an extra Relief Factor, an extra packet, and within about 20 minutes, boom, voila, I was over my aches and I felt great. Could have tap danced on my one good leg up and down the hallway, but I didn't do that. But anyway, Relief Factor is what I take to control the swelling and the inflammation that I have in my left leg in particular, and it's working. It is working. Now, it's because of the all-natural ingredients in it of turmeric, resveratrol, licarin, and omega-3, which actually does go to the source of the pain and knocks it out right at the source. It also helps with your body's natural response to the inflammation that you have associated with it. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And it only costs $19.95 to get it started. You take the three-week quick start, $19.95, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, and a three-week quick start, Relief Factor. Okay, Patrick Hyland, right here, Mr. Sports Zone quarterback himself. What's up, what's up, what's up?
Well, we need to get Gronkowski, some of that Relief Factor, so he can play one more year with Tom Brady. But it looks like he's going to retire, he says, for the second time. So we'll see if it turns into a Brett Favre scenario and he stays retired or he does not. Are you pretty confident, Captain, he's going to stay retired, or is there any doubt you think he comes back?
He has a contract with television, I think it's ESPN, to do what he did before, and I think he's going to take that contract and stay retired.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We shall see. The Bucs did draft a couple tight ends. Would have been nice for them to get trained by Gronkowski to see what they could have turned into, but
who'd they drop?
Not going to happen, you know. So we shall see. Mercedes Lewis, Captain, he played tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars for 12 years, and now he's played for the Green Bay Packers for 5 years. He'll be going into his 18th season, and only three guys have done that beforehand, and that is Mr. Metzelaars from the Buffalo Bills. You should remember that name, Pete Metzelaars.
Yep.
Jack Smith, who had a good career with the Cowboys, and then
the Cardinals.
The Cardinals. And then Antonio Gates. So, we'll see if he goes 18. Tony Gonzalez, you know, played a lot of years, Hall of Famer. So, we'll see if Mercedes Lewis can do it up there at Green Bay. We'll see if Aaron Rodgers throws him the ball this year. Should be interesting to see. There's the cases we were talking about, Deshaun Watson, the other day. All but four cases against him have settled. Interesting. So I don't know what magic they're working to get this done, but
throwing money up in the air.
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. Now I wonder what the NFL is going to do if it's if it's all settled, done with. You know, a lot of people are asking if he gets suspended for 8 games. I don't know. There's been more talk about Baker Mayfield possibly, going somewhere else. Gardner Minshew has been reported to possibly another Jacksonville Jaguar QB back in the day, now with contract with Philly, possibly going up to Seattle to compete against Geno Smith and Drew Locke. So there's still some happenings going on in the NFL, to say the least. And then guess what happens tonight at 8:08, Captain?
The Cleveland Indians are playing the Detroit Tigers.
Oh, there you go. I love it. I love it. Now we're going to have the Tampa Bay Lightning taking on the Colorado Avalanche.
You betcha.
They can even up the series 2-2. And then I'll turn into 2-3 series. We shall see what happens. They looked great the other night. So I think they can pull it off. Man, if they keep that same momentum, I want to see at least come back here for game 6. So they need to win this one.
Yeah.
If they lose this one, they might get beat in Colorado. Then we won't have another game here. And I want to see at least go 6 and possibly 7 would be great. Unless they can run the table for all the Bucks, you know, and fans that love the Bolts. So that'll be pretty interesting too. But Colorado's got a great team. We shall see what happens there. How do you think the series is going to end, Matt? Your own gut feeling.
Well, I think that the Lightning can win tonight if they have that same attitude about them, that same desire, and play with that reckless abandon that they did, number one. And if they do, I look for them to come back here game number 6 and see what we can do.
There you go. That's how I see it, too. Because I think they can win tonight, and then they'll go back to Colorado. I'd have to give the Colorado the edge there, and then obviously come back to Tampa. And then game 7 up there, you know what? It's anybody's guess. So if it goes the home ice advantage, is what you and I are speaking about. The Maple Leafs, Matthews, he won the 2022 Hart Trophy. Want to give him credit. And also, Wall gets picked up his $47 million option with the Rockets. I tell you, man, the money going around now, Captain, is just unbelievable, boss. Just unbelievable. And that just segues to why Brooks Koepka is going to leave the PGA Tour and join the LIV Golf Series. There's a lot of money to be had there, you know. So a lot of these guys are going to do that. I think the PGA Tour is just going to have to make some concessions here, or they're going to lose audience, because the fans want to see these guys. That's why they tune in on Sunday. And that's why they go to the courses and walk the behind the ropes to see these guys. Would you agree with that, Matt?
I think that the golf viewership, as well as other sports, is all down a little bit. I don't know that golf is down more than some of the other sports, but I know it's down.
You know, Tiger Woods isn't playing as much. It's not as big of a name.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it. You need to give another couple of superstars to really carry the sport and make it happen, and charismatic guys, too. Because that's what people like to see. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's switch gears a little bit to racing. Daniel Suarez, I mean, he's doing a great job. And Cal Petty team, they're in Monterrey, Mexico. And they're just saying how it's neat that he won it, you know, first Mexican to win a race. So, very cool story. I know a lot of people want to know about that. So, wanted to share that with the audience. Man, Captain, how about the New York Yankees?
How about the New York Yankees?
They're just on fire, Captain. I mean, I just can't believe they're playing at a 735 pace, 50 wins already. That's just amazing. You talk about they're probably going to win 100 games. That's going to be tough for anybody to catch them in the AL East. And then they'll go to the playoffs and see what happens. I mean, the Blue Jays have really turned it on. They're 38-30 now. Out of good old Dunedin, Florida, Captain. Well, it's their spring training home. And, the Cleveland Guardians, you were joking, calling them the Cleveland Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And they're winning the AL Central. So they're doing something right up there. And the Minnesota Twins are right on their heels.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on there. The Houston Astros, whew, they're playing great. They're at a 627 pace. You know, anybody at 40 wins plus right now, you have to take your hat off. 50 is just unbelievable to me.
Mm-hmm.
I hope some things can happen. The Mets, 45 wins. The Cardinals, you're talking about the, you know, Cardinals football team back in the day, St. Louis Cardinals with Jackie Smith. Well, the Brew Crew and the Cardinals both have 39 wins to lead the NL Central.
I remember Jackie Smith when he was playing with the Cardinals. I remember watching him. He was just a bulldog.
Yeah.
It was hard to bring him down.
Yes, he was. He was like, you know, a little bit like Mike Ditka. You're 100% right, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I tell you, the Padres have really stepped up to the pump. 43 wins right now. Dodgers have 41. So that's kind of your update on Major League Baseball. So it's pretty cool. That's pretty much a good wrap-up right there, Captain. And we'll talk again on Friday, you and I.
By then we'll know what the Lightning have done tonight.
Yes, correct, sir.
All right, I'll let you go, and I will talk to you on Friday. Have a great day. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback. The quarterback of that there sports a bunch of people. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America. Before I get to the telephone to talk to Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, well, I'm going to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And for all you people around the country that don't have a service like this in your backyard and aren't able to get the kind of parts that they have to offer, we will tell you all about this. But here we go. Let me just remind you that Dominic's Blinds and Decor has been around for a number of years. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down in Sarasota, Florida. And all their blind sheets and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, parts, you need parts, they got them. How about this one? They'll also, here in the local area, offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. They'll come to you if that's what you need. Now, you can stop by and visit the store, see what they have to offer. And don't forget, if you want to give them a call, you can do that, too, at 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. Give them a call and check them out that way as well. Now, all military first responders get a discount at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, so take advantage of that as well. Okay, to the phone line we go, and we have Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, on the telephone line. Hello, Mr. Consumer Quarterback.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir. You know, if I were to believe everything that I saw in print, I would think that we were in a recession already, and I would think that we're having problems that we just can't seem to get out of. But being that's how this is the America, the United States of America, I believe that even if we are in a recession, we will be able to pull ourselves up by the bootstrap and get out of this mess.
Yeah, Americans are resilient. And, yeah, just like you have disconnected talking heads on TV, you've got disconnected columnists that, you know, they write stories, but they're behind the curve. They're not cutting edge curve, you know, with what's actually happening now. We, as real estate agents, my wife and I own a Keller Williams team here in Tampa Bay and South Florida. And, you know, we keep our eye on the markets in other markets as well, but we focus more on, you know, South Florida real estate. But I know for your show, it's not all doom and gloom as far as, you know, what some of these writers want you to believe. So, yeah, no, we're in a good, strong market here, especially in South Florida, with, you know, absorption rates are changing. They're falling. You know, the absorption rates, inventory's up 18% over the last 30 days, and contracts are down I'm talking about Pinellas and Pasco County, contracts are down 4%. But it's still a seller's market. It's still a strong seller's market. There's lots of opportunity still, you know, for investors out there. But yes, the mortgage rate increase has reduced the buyer pool. It has shrunk the buyer pool. And that's what you're seeing happening in other markets as well.
Well, the thing of it is that home prices right now are soaring. And I mean soaring. For the first time in many, 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 many moons, it only happened once before, the average price of a house is over $400,000.
Yeah, and that's part of what we went through with the, Keynesian economics, this printing of money, this trillions of dollars that they added to circulation, and then Yellen, you know, says, oh, well, we didn't realize it was going to be that bad. And well, when's the last time we printed trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, $6 trillion, in total? Well, we never did in our history. So that's the problem, is you got disconnected leaders also making decisions that, you know, have never really, ran their own company. They just worked their way up through the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C.
I can think of one, the former mayor of, South Bend, Indiana, Mayor Pete.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he has no idea what he's doing.
Yeah, somehow they fail forward. You know, these people fail and they do a horrible job and they get promoted. But all that's going to change in November, hopefully. You know, God bless us. God help us, to do that.
Yeah, we need to do something. And, of course, going around blaming Putin, 11% of Americans in the latest poll that I've got right here in front of me blame Putin for the high energy prices. Obviously, they haven't paid attention to how it got started to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. I was flipping through the TV yesterday, and I was just looking at Bill Maher, and he had one of the liberals on there, and they were trying to defend the gas situation, and it was just like, no, I have to turn it. You can't argue with people, from the left in many cases, because they just don't understand. They don't get it, and they just lie. They just flat out tell lies. So that, yeah, it was a self-created problem, and it's just ridiculous for them to say, oh, we'll just go out and buy a $60,000-$80,000 electric car, which is silly. It's just plain silly to say that.
Well, there's some roads out there in the United States where there are no charging stations for a lot further than what people might want to think there are. And there's a bunch of electric cars running out of power and being pulling over on the road and having to call a tow truck to take them to the closest place where they can charge their car.
Yeah, it's an impulse buy. I mean, come on. I got a friend that just went through that the other day. He lives at an apartment complex, and there's like, you know, eight people that own charging vehicles, and there's only like two or three stations. So he said, I couldn't make it to the meeting here, couldn't make it to the thing because I couldn't get my car charged. I mean, come on, man. Do you really want to deal with that? No. The answer is no. Especially, you just think about it, too. If a hurricane comes, Captain, and you're getting out and you're trying to evacuate the state of Florida for a hurricane, and you can't find a charging station. Whoops, I guess you sit on the side of the road and get blown around with a storm.
Yep.
You know, or rained in. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's not the option that people want or need. And, good old gasoline is going to be fine for us. The environmental people want to scare you and say, isn't it funny how it's every 10 years? Oh, we only have 10 more years left. That's you kept hearing that for when I was back in high school in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, tell us how we can hear your show, number one, and give us a website, number two, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Thanks so much for the support. We greatly appreciate you having us on your show and doing everything that you do as a consumer advocate, radio show host on your program. So my program is called the Consumer Quarterback Show. We're on 4 o'clock drive time here in Tampa Bay, 860 to answer. And I know a lot of people stream our show and stream your show, and so you can find us there as well with 860, the 860 app, or on the iHeartRadio app. ConsumerQB.com is our website, ConsumerQB.com, and feel free to reach out with any questions you have. We can refer business. We've got a $10 million deal going up in North Carolina right now through our referral network through Keller Williams. So 813-917-1894, Brandon Rhymes, Keller Williams Realty, 813-917-1894.
Go Tar Heels. All right, we will talk to you soon. Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, Captain.
Take care. Okay, Brandon Rhymes, everybody. All right, now let me get on over here. Let me find what I need to find. And joining us right now on the telephony line, otherwise known as telephone, but I'm using technical terms today. You'll hear this in a momento. Waiting for it to open. By the way, it's a great day down here. I hope it is where you are. Go ahead and make it a great day, that is. And we're going to get to our last call of the day coming up just as soon as this opens up. And there it goes.
Get ready.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Hey, Joe Biden, didn't your hero Teddy Roosevelt say the buck stops with you? Okay, so you can blame Putin. You know what? Why don't you resign today, and we'll put Donald Trump in, and we'll have gas prices cut in half in 10 seconds. Okay, let me tell Donald, this is what you should have been doing when you sued the NFL and you won your lawsuit. Okay, you should have someone outside Mar-a-Lago. You should have someone outside the courtroom in New York saying the NFL is a monopoly, and the crooked judge should have overruled the jury when they only gave me $3 treble damages, by the way. It should have been $300 million, numbnuts. You should be out there every day with American flags outside Mar-a-Lago saying Biden sucks for blacks, Biden sucks for Puerto Ricans, Biden sucks for Italians, Biden sucks in California, in New York, and everywhere else. Now grow up there and stand up for the country. And look at these fake reports. We're surrounded by Judases. Mitch McConnell's a Judas. Lindsey Graham's a Judas. Okay? Look at Sotomayor on the Supreme Court. She's a Judas. When's that decision coming out? It should have never been originated in 1973. You can't murder babies in the United States of America. Let's go. Grow up there. Stand up for the country. Peace.
Hey, Todd in Tampa, a little bit excited today, but then again, that's normal, so you got that, and he got an attaboy from Ken in the other room. Okay, I hope you guys have a great day today. I'm going to have a great day. Got lots of things going on. You'll be hearing about it tonight. We got some things coming up in the not-too-distant future. You'll hear about that, too. Have yourself a great day. God bless America. I'll see y'all tonight.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.